brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
All right, we're going to have Aaron Dykes in here for a couple segments and start playing some clips in the next segment. But here's the main point I meant to make. And Rob Dew saw this. Some of it's on tape because he was back in the green room. And even before I was off, they're like, get your stuff. Get ready. Get out of here. They were, the producer had tears running down and was yelling. Other women were breathing heavy, freaking out. The woman that did my makeup, named Yoko, the attractive Japanese lady, she, I was like, you know, the women in India that are being raped en masse, the police won't help. In fact, a lot of them are involved. It's so corrupt. And it's so, talk about overpopulated. I mean, I've talked to folks who go to India a lot. It's just hellish in the cities. A lot of nice people over there, though, but you have really good people or really bad people. I guess that's the way it is everywhere. But to finish the story, well, I'll just get to it later. It just, I'm sitting there. This is like 10 minutes before, and they're putting makeup on me. And they're sitting there, and I go, hey, you know, I've got daughters. You know, they're learning how to shoot firearms, and I think it's good that, you know, when they move away or whatever, or when their husband's gone, you know, they have firearms to protect themselves when they grow up. And I go, you know, these women are asking for firearms in India. And she goes, no, I'd rather the police handle it. And I go, well, what do you do when you're on a bus? And because they just had the CIA guy, admitted CIA, Anderson Cooper was on right before. And he was talking about, you know, them raping that woman to death with a four-foot iron rod, rebar. And I was saying, man, those women need to be armed. And she said, no, only the police can be armed. And it's just so domesticated. I mean, just so, I think about my grandmothers, one of them who's still alive, and they weren't, you know, misses, they were ladies, you know, real sweet and everything, cooking pies. But somebody came around the house, giving them problems. They went over and got the rifle and said, you ready to die, buddy? I mean, how did they turn women into this? And men are even more weak than women now. I watching all the sitcoms and dramas, because when I'm in a hotel room, I'll watch more TV than I normally do. And then watching them on the airplane, they had dramas and sitcoms on. The men are all bumbling buffoons, and the women are the bosses. Every movie, every show. I mean, it's just like this agenda is anti-human. Aaron, what do you want to talk about when we come back? We're going to play some clips. You're pretty wound up.
It's just amazing to me how controlled the whole TV thing is. CNN's a great example of a 30-year-plus psyop where it's all no substance. It's all this style, very polite people, well-spoken, of course, but they're always somehow missing the issue and always painting anybody who tries to say common sense as this moron. They'll have, you know,
CNN says there's no NAFTA superhighways, even though they got billboards up for them.
But they have people like Sheriff Joe Arpaio, who was also on last night. They have Larry Pratt, gun owners. They will come on and be calm, lay out the points. They make great arguments, too. But then they'll put in those lower thirds, you know, baby killer type stuff and really just trying to paint them as
they're creating people. They're creating this mass guilt that we collectively, gun owners, we killed these kids. When I meant to say this, is why I kept getting mad. They created the victim disarmament zones in those schools.
Alex, it was great to see someone go in there like Jesus did to the corrupt bankers in the old churches in the days of the Bible and turn over the tables and say, this is a matrix breaking through moment. This whole system.
Whoa, I never said that in the office. I said that to Rob Dew, and he said, and I wasn't going to do it. I said, what if I overturned the table like Christ? And it was almost like then they didn't want to even be at the table. It was weird. They wanted me out there, I guess, to have a lower view and make me look fatter. You know, over on the edge. I've never seen that on that show. I haven't watched a lot. But, you know, the point is, well, I even had that. That is incredible. But that's what I was channeling, and I was trying to do that when I was there. But I held back and was too polite. I should have really gone after
it. But see, Piers has a gentlemanly overlay, but he's been spouting at the mouth for weeks since this tragedy, since the Bob Costas football murder-suicide thing. And before that, demanding to turn in the guns. He plays the victim this morning. He plays up the victims of this tragedy.
You've got a lot to say. Stay there. I'm going to give you the floor when we come back. We're Blake Lips. I need to. You're absolutely right. Come back. Break that down. All I know is they were hyperventilating. They were panicked. They were freaked. They were scared. They had the Kennedys on who were like, that man was scary. He shouldn't have guns. I looked at them. These people, these globalists know how to manipulate people, but there's so many generations into it. They're dinosaurs. They're scared little skeksis in their dark tower. These people are a joke.
Hello, I'm Alex Jones. Myself, my family, the InfoWars.com team want to relay to you and your families that we are intensifying our efforts against the globalist on every front. InfoWars.com is leading the fight against the technocrats. But we can't do that without your help. By getting the films, bumper stickers, and t-shirts at InfoWars.com, you will wake up people in your area and support our operation as we move to the next level. We need your help to spread the word like never before. They wish to hide themselves during this tectonic battle between the forces of freedom and darkness. You are the response to the globalist technocrats and their program of global eugenics dehumanization and ultimate extermination. The war is here. It's an info war. The spirit of 1776 versus the mindset of 1984.
Time and time again.
You need to come here and help us. We need assistance. Please.
Those we should be able to depend on let us down.
Federal and state and local officials saying help is on the way. Well, the folks here in Bell Harbor say show me.
Don't depend on the government to save you. Take action now so that you're prepared for the next disaster. With MyPatriotSupply.com. Get the best prices on storable food, non-GMO seeds, water filtration devices, home canning equipment, survival and self-reliance books, and more at MyPatriotSupply.com. Call 866-229-0927.
We are hurting down here, and we need help immediately.
Before it's time to survive, it's time to prepare. MyPatriotSupply.com. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Looking back on 2012, we ask ourselves, how did we ever survive from natural disasters like Hurricane Sandy and the devastating summer drought to the family hardships brought on by a disastrous economy? Our hearts go out to those that have lost everything. At eFoods Direct, we hear from customers every day that are fortunate enough to weather life's storm by having a supply of food on hand. After Hurricane Sandy, Danny from New York City wrote, "Almost all of the grocery stores are closed, but I managed to get my eFoods just in time to be able to help my sister and niece. It is better to be prepared 10 years too early than one day too late. I can warn you, but I can't feed you." Heed the warnings and do what Alex has done. Call 800-409-5633 today or go to eFoodsDirect.com/Alex and build your food supply. It's the best tasting non-GMO long-term storable food on the planet. Call 800-409-5633 or eFoodsDirect.com/Alex. You can bet your life on eFoods Direct.
Crashing through the lies and disinformation, it's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network.
Alex Jones here, back live into the second hour. It is Tuesday, the eighth day of January 2013. I am fresh back from New York. Literally got into the studio 10 minutes before airtime. By the grace of God, our flight took off pretty close to on time. And I'm here. Aaron Dykes is in the studio. Rob Dews doing the nightly news tonight. He traveled with me, did a great job putting up with the what I believe are Bloomberg's goons casing us and following us and jumping out of alleyways. And, oh, hi, how you doing? You know, just the whole 9 yards. And we're working with the CNN people when we came out. It was just amazing. But what's even more incredible, and we have these clips coming up. Most shows would just constantly be playing clips of it. I haven't even gotten any clips yet. Where they've got all these different CNN hosts and advisors, the disgraced Alan Dershowitz, but it shows how evil the mainstream media is. Oh, he's a good old, you know, well-spoken old man. He calls for the government to be able to torture you whenever they want. You know, like John, you said, I mean, this is a great man. How liberal. You know, drones, wars, well, he's liberal. Just like with Obama, he's got a peace prize. It must be good. I was supposed to debate him. They totally chickened out. And it was classic. I mean, and they were talking in Pierce's ear the whole time. They wanted to cut out for the first segment when I started attacking their precious sponsor. It is a crime. And I've had congressmen and women on about this, that upwards of 20% of Americans are on dangerous drugs. A lot of them kids. They put two-year-olds on psychotropics, folks, that attack the brain, the heart, the organs. And I brought that up. I said, your sponsors, because, I mean, it's constant when you watch TV, the Paxil ads and the Zoloft ads. By the way, it'll come out later on the shooter. In this case, you know, he's under psychiatric care, and that's just default. with the so-called Aspergers, probably vaccine damage, of the supposed Adam Lanza shooter. Turns out the Batman shooter, it's official, mainstream news, I'm going to get to that later in my stack, that he was on a bunch of medication. Really? And then he just so happened to be under a Department of Defense grant, paying for everything, and he just so happened to have a top Air Force psychiatrist assigned to him who was over a whole base but moved and spent time with him almost every day. And there's big notebooks, but that's, you know, not going to look at those. And this is a psyop, ladies and gentlemen, and they're going to do more. Let me tell you why they're so confident to go after the guns. They're going to stage more shootings. They're going to wind up more mentally ill people. They're going to do it. And it's going to be Bushmaster, Bushmaster, Bushmaster to say, see, we can ban one gun, we can ban them all. And the bills are introduced to ban your guns and physically take them and to have a purge against you. So our forebears, Sam Adams, spent almost all the money he had, one of the wealthiest men in Boston, putting out pamphlets for a decade because he'd watch redcoats beat up his friends and abuse some of his family. And he'd watched them as bullies engage in that type of behavior. And he said, I will do everything I can to bring you down. And he also was involved in 1775. Whenever redcoats would beat up citizens of Austin, the men would get together and go beat them up. So it became big street fights. I mean, men back then, you know, oh, really? Five of you beat up my son? Well, I'm coming for you. That was back before all the fluoride and all the estrogen in the food and water. And, you know, some people are timid out there. They're like, hey, we need to just be nice and friendly with the New World Order. Let me tell you something. That's what got us in this position. They're arming up. They're putting their hands on our body. It's all dog training, submission training. They're poisoning us. They're dumbing us down. They're attacking the family. They're killing 50-plus million babies. Even though abortion's more unpopular than ever, they've got more funding for it and more abortions than ever. It's just amazing. That's right. Less people support abortion, but they're statistically now getting more people to have abortions just because the population's gone up about 70-plus million since Roe v. Wade, but that's a side issue. It's a paradox there in the graph. And I kept trying to get him to respond. He goes, well, let's have a debate. I'm like, respond to my point, not your point. Here are the FBI crime statistics. 20-plus percent reduction in the last 15, 16 years. It's the last, 2007 to 11, that's 4 years. That's the last numbers. They come out a year late. Over a 10% drop. And that's FBI.gov. I mean, and he did not want to do that. He wanted to go, what gun is yours? And everybody loved me doing the English accent to him. So we're down to the wire here. And I'm going to tell you something. We routed them. That's why they're going to spend tonight and the next night and night after night trying to pile on me. And all it's going to do is send people to InfoWars.com and PrisonPlanet.com. And no matter what they pull on us, you know, liberty lovers, we're not circling the wagons. We're on the attack. They're circling the wagons. And Rob Dew saw it bigger than Dallas, man. And I'd go further. It's so unbelievable that I held back. You know, the one area I'm deceptive in is that truth is so much crazier than fiction, as they've said, that the women that were running the entire operation, and then later executives, men and women, came down. And it was like 30 people down there. It was like 5 people. It was like 30 by the time. It was like roaches coming out, you know, when the house catches on fire or something. I mean, they were rats pouring out. And they were just, and men going, and women, and I mean, multiple women had tears in their eyes, were hyperventilating. I think there was some people probably, you know, taking some of their own meds right there. I mean, hell, you got to live in New York City the way it is now. And it was a complete meltdown, okay? They basically acted like their ship was sunk. And you know why? I know why. There were boogers smeared on the walls, ladies and gentlemen. There were, like I said, I thought, did they give us a dirty bathroom on purpose? Because I'm not a neat freak. But, I mean, I don't want to describe this. It was like a jail cell I was in once in New York. I mean, it was diarrhea splattered on the wall. I thought it was fitting that Fareed Zakaria's picture was hanging right outside. And then I said, well, let me go look around. So I started going around looking in other green rooms. You walk through the makeup areas, the other ones. It was all filthy. Just a filthy, disgusting facade rotting full of termites. Aaron Dykes, you've got the floor. Your take on all this, and we'll start getting to these clips.
Look, there's different kinds of bullies, and there's the bully pulpit, and we all have our freedom of speech. People reacted to the fact that you were so wound up and in his face last night. It is time for that, because he is a different kind of bully, not the kind that says, I'm tougher than you, bring it on. He is a sneak attacker, and he's been belittling and nitpicking and undermining people for weeks, specifically his Second Amendment guest. Don't remember his name. It was a few weeks ago.
Larry Pratt.
No, it was someone else. They brought him on to talk about the sporting of guns, and he was quoted in those lower thirds that you mentioned. They pre-script and get the cards. What are you about to talk about? They had guns or fun while they were rolling pictures of the dead kids from Newtown. The guy was on to talk about firearm sporting and safety and how they...
No, no, because they say, we want you to be able to sport. That's your Second Amendment. Dershowitz said the Second Amendment means he loses his guns. But we have that clip coming up. The Second Amendment means he doesn't have guns. That's how dumb they think their viewers are.
They bring these well-put-together hosts, Piers Morgan, you mentioned Fareed Zakaria. Look at the French woman they just nominated for the World Development Economic Post in the articles. Oh, she's a genius. She's so brilliant.
She'll bring us 80% taxes like France with everyone fleeing.
Yeah, these foreigners who are pitching us towards the socialist communist.
But that's globalism. It's all getting us used to foreign corporations occupying us.
But we're supposed to kneel down to the fact that Fareed Zakaria is such a great mind when he has no respect
for
the Constitution. He loves the Council on Foreign Relations, goes to Bilderberg, loves these people.
And can't even write his own articles.
And I know full well they're contributing to the greatest portions of corruption and displacement.
Let me tell you, I ran into him last time I was at CNN 2 years ago. I ran into him when I was up there. I'd done The View and I went over to Joy Behar. And, I mean, he's just is there. He has, like, little sharp teeth like a demon. And they're so fake. And they're nothing. They're these little, empty ring wraiths. They're like animated corpses, man. I'm telling you, these people are weak. That's why they lust for power, because they're weak.
That's it. They do it for power, because they're not stupid people. They can reason through these arguments. They know they're stacking the deck with these weak arguments and just presenting it the way they want to. And they're playing with our emotional strings. And it just makes me sick, because I understand the Second Amendment. The more I look into the founding fathers and the history of America, the more I'm blown away, how much they had the forethought to it.
Geniuses.
Right. I mean, they tried to establish a balance of power. They looked at each other in the room and realized they wouldn't want any one of them to be their king or their dictator. They tried to split up those powers, and they're undermining all of it systematically, Alex.
A bunch of them were inventors.
So mad.
Most of them spoke like five languages. They were the greatest expression of the Renaissance and the Enlightenment. They were just, I mean, I don't worship men, but I've studied the philosophers. I've read pretty much all of them. Our founding fathers were incredible people. That's why I saw Michael Moore going, why do we care about this? Why do we like it? Because it was the worldwide declaration of liberty. It's the example against all the tyranny. Everything they want to bring back is ancient. They're the ones bringing old tyranny back.
They disingenuously try to talk about flintlocks. No, it's the nature of man to try to dominate and use power, whatever the tools of the day. It has nothing to do with technology or how advanced firepower it is. It's about trying to discourage that bad behavior.
About a separation of power. I don't trust. They're saying they don't trust me with guns. Guaranteed trying to get the ATF to raid me or something. Good. Make my day. Make me a martyr. Come after me. Do whatever you want. I'm ready for you to come set me up. Don't you get it? I've chosen to stand for the truth, and you fail. No matter what you do to me, you can't win. And we have to have that example. But I'd say 90%+ of our listeners and viewers really understand what I did and appreciate it, because I was so disgusted with them, and that's why it's such big news. They are in panic mode because they thought they were going to sit there and play games. He had like five cards. About, well, how many people died in this shooting? Well, how many did that? Just so I could go, I don't remember, just like I could have said, how many seats are there on a double-decker bus?
I know, exactly. And it reminds me of this guy I knew in college who's kind of obsessive, compulsive, really wanted to know about the latest cameras, all their features, the technical things they could do, got really caught up in it. Would argue with my old boss for hours at a time, and my boss finally said, look, it's a tool. It has to do with what story you're going to tell with the camera, not the individual features and which one has a bigger pixel size and things like that. What are you going to do with the camera? What is your intent? And no one will ask about these psychological mass-killing shooters. What is their motive? They admit they don't know Lanza's motive.
Well,
there is no motive to kill innocent children.
By the way,
no,
we didn't touch this story. There's now, but we saw the same thing. They have these reenactors that do these fake shootings all over the country to create the perception of a mass killing, sometimes unannounced. South Florida Sun Sentinel, FAU professor stirs conspiracy by disputing Newtown massacre and is saying there were at least some actors there. They're definitely coaching people. I'll say. Yeah, exactly. I think your mic's off. We'll be right back.
Looking back on 2012, we ask ourselves, how did we ever survive from natural disasters like Hurricane Sandy and the devastating summer drought to the family hardships brought on by a disastrous economy? Our hearts go out to those that have lost everything. At eFoods Direct, we hear from customers every day that are fortunate enough to weather life's storm by having a supply of food on hand. After Hurricane Sandy, Danny from New York City wrote, almost all the grocery stores are closed, but I managed to get my eFoods just in time to be able to help my sister and niece. It is better to be prepared 10 years too early than one day too late. I can warn you, but I can't feed you. Heed the warnings and do what Alex has done. Call 800-409-5633 today or go to eFoodsDirect.com/Alex and build your food supply. It's the best tasting non-GMO long-term storable food on the planet. Call 800-409-5633 or eFoodsDirect.com/Alex. You can bet your life on eFoods Direct.
Digestive health is the key to wellness and elimination of toxins. That bears repeating. Digestive health is the key to wellness and elimination of toxins. And Pro-EM-1 Daily Probiotic Cleanse is the key to digestive health. Pro-EM-1 is a powerful liquid probiotic, strong enough to cleanse, gentle enough to use every day. Pro-EM-1 is dairy, wheat, and soy-free, contains all natural and certified organic ingredients, contains no preservatives or animal products, supports a healthy digestive and immune system, supports weight loss, improves absorption of food nutrients, aids in controlling yeast infections, is never freeze-dried, and uses three groups of live, viable, beneficial microbes to cleanse and remove toxins. Order Pro-EM-1 Daily Probiotic Cleanse at Terraganics.com, spelled TerraganiX.com, Terraganics.com, or call toll-free 866-369-3678. That's 866-369-3678. Pro-EM-1, the raw probiotic.
On the average, Americans work between 45 to 50 years, hoping to build up enough wealth to retire and live out their golden years. Unfortunately, with taxation, the rising cost of food, energy, housing, and medical, many retirees are forced to live below the poverty line. Is this a flaw of free enterprise, or is our monetary unit we call the Federal Reserve Note forcing us into perpetual debt, ensuring inflation and higher taxes? These questions and more can be answered by reading G. Edward Griffin's book, The Creature from Jekyll Island. Congressman Ron Paul states, it's what every American needs to know about central bank power. A gripping adventure into the secret world of international banking cartel. Hi, this is Ted Anderson. I will give a silver dollar from the early 1900s to anyone who purchases this book. Call 1-800-686-2237 and order a copy today. It's critical that the public be made aware of the system. Call and order your copy today at 1-800-686-2237. That's 1-800-686-2237.
Land in Buenos Aires, then our shuttle to Santa Rosa for a nicely furnished cabin with all amenities, Wi-Fi, executive food and wine, and laundry service awaits. After a good night's sleep, your adventure begins. You're on a golden stag safari for big game. But it's not Africa, it's Argentina. One-on-one guided hunts for water buffalo, cougar, bighorn rams, wild boar, and the biggest stag deer in South America. All gold medal quality. All the action you can handle. Land Rovers, top rental guns with scopes, all food, beverages, hunting guides, ground transportation included, and more. All more affordable than you can imagine. The adventure of a lifetime starts at GoldenStagSafaris.com. The big game hunting ranch, GoldenStagSafaris.com.
Yeah, take a look out your window. There's a sight you'd like to see. Welcome back.
Look out your window, baby, and I've seen you like to catch.
All right, we're going to be taking your phone calls at 800-259-9231. And here's the deal. I am ready to be destroyed for liberty. I want to be clear about that. I'm nonviolent. I use information to get my job done. But I physically have decided that not only is it worth it to be shut up, imprisoned, or killed, that I would climb the highest mountain to, or attempt to defeat tyranny. I would swim the largest ocean. Ain't no mountain high enough. What's that song? I think we even have that in the computer. I'm committed. I'm weak. I'm just flesh and blood. I've asked God to make me strong. And God works with the pathetic, bits that I've got here. 800-259-9231. But they believe they've been crushed and defeated. They're now going to reorganize and come after us viciously. And they're saying, get rid of my free speech. We've got a bunch of articles printing, a bunch of news clips coming up. I mean, you're seeing it out there. You know, Alex Jones should not have this platform. Alex Jones should not have these guns. I'm scared he has guns. I mean, ladies and gentlemen, my guns, embarrassingly, are rusting in gun safes. And because I've got stuff that Grandpa passed on and the other Grandpa passed on. And, you know, I say I got 50 guns. A lot of them are antiques. I got one that's an old black powder back when they wove the shotguns. It's probably worth a lot of money. The point, I never sell it. It's like great-granddaddy's, great-great-granddaddy. That you shoot turkeys with and stuff. The point is that I don't even have time to go out and shoot but 4 or 5 times a year now. I'm so busy. Even though I'll move to the country, I don't, because I'm here. I'm fighting. And when I do, it's for training with my children. But now they want my First Amendment, and they're coming after me. Because that means they're coming after you. Because they're a bunch of gangsters, and they've got to let you know that you're their slave and that they're going to predator drone your butt. They're going to arm with 1.6 million bullets. They're going to get all the armored personnel carriers. They're going to federalize the police. They're going to have torture command bases and all this. But you shouldn't be worried about them because they talk in sweet, little, soft NPR Piers Morgan voices. Aaron Dyke's final comments on this. I know you're going to be filing special reports on the nightly news tonight, riding shotgun with Rob Dew.
The point I was trying to make earlier, Alex, is that an assault weapon is any object, any device that someone uses with the motive to cause harm. But Piers Morgan last night again and again tried to nickel and dime me with statistics of what weapon did that killer use? What weapon did this killer use? You named it with the precise model and caliber. He didn't care. He wanted to remind you that was an assault weapon, which we know is a particular branded, politicized term to reintroduce this legislation, which we know the Obama administration planned to do all along. Eric Holder admitted it in the first month Obama was in office, and Rahm Emanuel told him to STFU, to expletive shut up and stop talking about it, because they were doing it under the radar, and they want to get people in that TV mode, bypass the rational, reasonable thing.
Exactly. Listen, bare minimum, her bill makes me take all my guns in and re-register them with the ATF, and they decide if I can keep them. That's a forced buyback provision, and they're doing interviews saying it, and then Pierce is like, I don't want to show guns for hunting, and like you said, they were demonizing hunting the week before. They're going after it all. They've introduced the legislation, and we've got Obama and Biden 4 years ago saying, I will never come after any of your guns. That's a lie. When Sarah Brady says, don't worry, we're going to get them next term under the radar. They're coming, and they're a bunch of liars, and I'm not under your mind control, you snot-nosed bastard. You got that? I'm red-blooded, and I ain't bending over, and I'm not going to your FEMA camp. You got it? These people are dangerous. They're taking over. They're authoritarians. Danger, danger.
They try to trick us with the emotional play of showing these children. Alex, murder is a horrible thing. It's horrible what happened to these children. But when someone gets jealous of a wife or a husband, or when they commit a robbery and want to gain something physical and so they commit murder, there's a motive. There's a reason they did it. Of course, they should be prosecuted and jailed. But these mass murder shooters had no motive to kill people. They didn't.
No. They're Prozac heads programmed.
That's what I mean.
You hear me say? The media tells the shooters, go out and kill everybody.
Yes. When people take those SSRIs, they pour gasoline and self-emulate themselves, Alex. They'll find any
shrimp. Because they've done studies with shrimps, and rodents. Rodents will walk right up to wolves and be eaten. Shrimp will swim right up to a fish. It destroys inhibition. And by the way, a woman on these drugs, you want to court the woman. You want her to be into you. Women who are on these drugs, man, their skirts are off so fast. I hate to get into this, folks, but I lived a little before I got married. I mean, I didn't like it. These women weren't there. And if you're a woman on this, I'm not judging you. But let me just tell you, their pants come off so fast it makes your head spin. And I don't want that. I want a woman to really like me. God help us, Aaron. Anything else you want to add?
Well, it's just the only people to gain from this are government who want to sell the fear on this so they can implement their control agenda.
Absolutely. It's obvious, and I'm calling their bluff. The hoax is over. We'll be right back. Stay with us.
We're on the march. The empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
Hello, I'm Alex Jones. Myself, my family, the InfoWars.com team want to relay to you and your families that we are intensifying our efforts against the globalist on every front. InfoWars.com is leading the fight against the technocrats. But we can't do that without your help. By getting the films, bumper stickers, and t-shirts at InfoWars.com, you will wake up people in your area and support our operation as we move to the next level. We need your help to spread the word like never before. They wish to hide themselves during this tectonic battle between the forces of freedom and darkness. You are the response to the globalist technocrats and their program of global eugenics dehumanization and ultimate extermination. The war is here. It's an info war. The spirit of 1776 versus the mindset of 1984.
I miss going to my grandson's baseball games. I always felt tired. My body felt achy. Feet were always swollen. But since I've discovered Heart and Body Extract, now I won't miss a single game.
There are so many things a person could do if they felt better. And with Heart and Body Extract, you'll have the increased vitality and energy to do those things. Heart and Body Extract is a nutritional supplement and has an exclusive formula of wild-crafted and organic herbs. That's 100% natural with no preservatives. It supports a strong, healthy heart, clean, clear arteries, balanced cholesterol levels, warm hands and feet, and healthy blood pressure and blood sugar levels. Heart and Body Extract has helped many thousands of people worldwide see results in as little as 2 to 3 weeks. So be happy and be healthy and make a difference in your life. To order, visit hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305.
As the economy continues to falter, one thing continues to grow. Crime, burglaries, theft, and home invasions are the fastest growing professions. Confrontation is never the goal. Prevention by keeping them out is. MySafeDoor.com can help you take away their access by properly securing your doors and windows. Protect your family today. Visit MySafeDoor.com. That's MySafeDoor.com. Or call 888-960-2946. That's 888-960-2946.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
This is your last chance. After this, there is no turning back. You take the blue pill. The story ends. You wake up in your bed and believe whatever you want to do. You take the red pill. You stay in Wonderland. And I show you how deep the rabbit hole goes. Remember, all I'm offering is the truth, nothing more.
The answer to 1984 is 1776. You're listening to The Alex Jones Show.
Americans have such incredible hospitality. Can you imagine if I went to France or England or Russia and had a national TV show telling them to change their laws and lecturing them? They would run me out on a stinking rail. Foreigners who aren't even citizens, just one thing, if you're a citizen, you know, been here, built something, done something, then we want you, we claim you as our own. I don't care where you're from or what your religion is or whatever it is, you're ours. But you have some guy fleeing all these criminal inquiries and fired for faking news over here, and I'm just sick of being lectured by fake snot noses. I could get up here on this radio broadcast and get into the role of being incredibly polite, but also manipulative. And it's actually a mindset that I could shift into here today and behave like Piers Morgan, but even more affected. And say, you have the blood of those children on your hands, these mass shootings. And we're going to civilize this nation, Mr. Jones. Going to do it. And your barbarian activities will not stop us, I assure you. I mean, they just, it's so outrageous. And I, for one, am done. And so their spin is, I can't think of a better poster child for gun control than Alex Jones. Yes, let's talk to our lawyer that wants to secretly arrest people and have them tortured. Alan Dershowitz, looking like Emperor Palpatine. What should we do?
Well, yes, torture is very good, and drone attacks, and no rule of law. I'm liberal. It's good. Yes.
I mean, it's all BS. Emperor's wearing no clothes. I call baloney. I'm done. You've used our energy, our money, our name to build the New World Order and run around killing millions of people, a million Iraqis, British Lancet Journal. And I will not have it done in my name anymore, Red Coat Usurper. And I know why my forebears stood up against you. And I know why my forebears stood up against Santa Anna. And many of you out there listening have forebears as well. Because you weren't perfect, but your ancestors came here to get away from the insiders, to get away from rigged games, to get away from all the corruption. It doesn't mean we didn't repeat it here again, but it was fresh and it was new. And I, for one, am just sick of it. I'm tired of it. And I know authoritarians. They're deceptive. They sit there manipulating their audience going, Mr. Jones, we don't want your firearms. We want reasonable restrictions on these black guns that are so scary. And I'm like, the bill says you can take whatever guns you want. That's preposterous. Hoping his audience doesn't go look it up. I mean, let me tell you something, folks. I am the most loving guy around. That's why I'm so angry and aggressive. Because, well, what did Barry Goldwater say? He said, extremism in defense of liberty is no vice. And he said, silence isn't golden, it's yellow. But that's true. But I can say right now, I've lived a life that's been real. And I've influenced others to live a life that's real. And I shook the hands of people in New York and New Jersey and on the plane in Austin, Texas. Scientists and professors and engineers and school teachers and police officers who do know the truth, and they have that light in their eyes. They were awake. I talked to one of our listeners, man, that's a real person. They're bearing. They have a jovial, gregarious smile in their eyes, and they're sweet, but you could tell they'll pull your arm out of your socket. It's the same thing. And it's time for those of us that aren't evil. Inherently, we're all bad at one level or another, but our hearts are good. We love God. We love goodness. We love children. We love fair play. We love decency. We like cooking dinner for people. You know, we like taking care of folks. We like just goodness. We don't like these robotic, cold people that always want power and to get control of us and feed off of us. I'm done being a slave. I'm tired of it. I'm tired of it. I said I'd go to these clips and then your calls. We got John, Mike, Aaron, Andrew, Robert, Ron, and many, many others. I want to talk to Ron. He's been calling us for about 14 or 13 years, since about 99. And he sent us a lot of good info over the years. He's a retired New York police officer. I'll just leave it at that. But I want to get his take on these guys. I mean, they acted like cops, but they look like stuff out of Goodfellas. I just couldn't believe it. There's all over us. And it's trying to intimidate. It's like, come on, man, you don't intimidate me. I'm scared of what I'm going to do. Because, man, I mean, I'll turn into King Kong on people. And it's not because I'm looking for trouble. I'm cornered here, man. I'm not wanting to fly to New York and get in the face of Piers Morgan. This isn't about me being Mr. Fancy Pants. It's about survival of freedom and our children's future. You hear a caller hang up. We'll go to the next person. Let's play Piers this morning. He's all over CNN playing the part of a victim. And Oh, my gosh, Pierce, I guess he didn't answer your question why he wants you deported. I said, because all these foreign governments and foreigners are telling us what to do. It's not your country. And Mao Zedong said political power goes out of the barrel of the gun. He had the guns, the people didn't, and he killed over 70 million people. Do you understand that, you witch? Your whole life is about being status-driven and sitting up there with a painted face in a newsroom like you're somebody reading off a teleprompter. You know when you're somebody is when you realize it doesn't matter whether you're somebody. And that stuff stops mattering. And what matters is having a garden, helping an old lady across the street, painting, taking care of people that are weak, being a good person, and stomping bullies. And again, folks, is there something about a bully? These guys you see that wear suits and like stand around like they're security guys and bug their eyes out at people all day? Like they need to intimidate people and feel powerful? I mean, it just drives me into a rage. Because at a primitive level, you see men who are calm and aren't on power trips but are reserved, but you know right underneath the surface that these are strong people. They would never act like all of these goons and just all these folks. And see, some people think I come off like a goon. It's the opposite. I'm just a wild hillbilly who will not be a slave. It's real simple. And the goons are trying to act like a wild man. They're having to charge themselves up all day to be this tough guy. And if they ever really woke up and became liberty lovers, they could join the human family. But we're not going anywhere letting a bunch of dirtbags run our lives. And anybody that bows down to a bully greases the skids to slavery. The path to stepping and fetching and groveling to the system leads to hell on earth. And we need to rediscover our distrust and dislike of government. Our forebears, if you talked about taking liberties, they'd take you and pour hot tar over you that normally killed you. They'd tar and feather you. I'm not even saying that's a good thing. The point is that now we've gotten so domesticated and in such a trance that how dare anybody even raise their voice to a congenital, proven fraudster liar like Piers Morgan. And I told him, I haven't even told this story yet. I don't even know about this. At the end of it, he said, no, that's what we're doing in the next segment. I said, oh, you chickened out? And he goes, yeah. I said, we will defeat your tyranny. He laughed at me. Like, you think you will? The first time I saw any life out of him. And I said, you're nothing but a gangster that's been run to ground here in the United States. And pretty soon, nobody's going to want you anywhere in the world. You're scum. His face just started twitching like this. He was like a plastic person. I don't think the elite are really reptoids, you know, like some people think. But it's fine, that's their view. But it was almost like I was going to pull a plastic mask off him. And he just looked emaciated. And they're like wraiths. All these globalists, you see them, they're like, ugh. They're weak. They're so weak. And I'm tired of them running us. Let's go to a clip, then I'll go to your calls. Here's a clip of him this morning. I mean, it's just, we got so many of these. I haven't even played one. Hour and 42 minutes into it. Here it is. Here's that.
And I'm curious as to what you think the takeaway is for everyone who was watching.
Well, honestly, I mean, he's now trending worldwide on Twitter and has been for pretty much since the show went out. And I can't think of a better advertisement for gun control than Alex Jones' interview last night. It was startling. It was terrifying in parts. It was completely deluded. It was based on a premise of making Americans so fearful that they all rush out to buy even more guns. It showed no compassion whatsoever to the victims of gun shootings. And, you know, the kind of twisted way that he turned everything into this assault on the Second Amendment is exactly what the gun rights lobby people do. And it's a lie. It cannot be allowed to continue. They have to be.
I'm a liar. Dianne Feinstein hasn't said she wants the total abolition of our guns. Sarah Brady, all of them. I mean, it's just, how long do we have to put up with these liars calling us liars? And then Dershowitz saying the Second Amendment means he doesn't get a gun. We're going to play that clip. There's a bunch of other clips. I mean, it's just the the fact that they've dumbed people down and gotten them so ignorant is the only way. It's like amoebas can only live like in fetid hot water, sewage water. And they turned America into a sewage so they could live here. These globalists. I mean, you people are sewage. You are, well, sewage can bring life to the fields. That's better than you. You're parasites. You're the worst kind. And I just can't stand it. And then he doesn't know what to do now that we were the number one trend yesterday and today on Twitter worldwide. Real Alex Jones, if you want to follow us, I don't even really promote Twitter except for the last few months trying to build it up. I mean, it totally freaks them out. In fact, I haven't even been Twittering. Guys, when my phone broke and then you guys put it on an older phone, Twitter isn't set up on that. Can you go right now? Because I've had some of the crew tweeting, and they do a great job, but sometimes it's not really my words. They try to take my words off the air and put it out. They do a great job, but can you get me the Tweety Tweet back on there so I can send Tweety Tweets? Thank you. I like tweeting, you know, because I can sit there at like 2 a.m., I'm up, you send something out. Oh, God. We got Dershowitz queued up. Let's just go to your phone calls. I'll get to Dershowitz. Who's up first? Let's go to Ron in New York, retired police officer. What is your take on what happened, and what is your take on the men that were following me all day yesterday?
Well, hello, Alex. I'd like to congratulate you on finally doing to Piers Morgan what Piers Morgan has done to continual guests, one after the other, over the last several weeks. He did it to Larry Pratt. He did it to John Lott. He did it to a representative from a Second Amendment organization in Michigan. He was rude. He was truculent. He was vociferous. He name-called. He became aggressive towards them. And then finally last night, he gets it back. He gets back only what he has done time and again. And then he acts like he's a whip pup. And he brings in two of the Kennedy clan to sit there while he stands there like he's just a poor beaten grandmother or something. This guy is as phony as a $3 bill. And his theatrics go back to the Victorian era. They're not very sophisticated.
But who are these guys that were following me all day?
Well, they could have been people involved with the PD or CNN security. I had a similar thing like that happen once. I told you about it some years ago when I was in a Barnes & Noble's bookstore, talking with two Saudi Arabians about the 9/11 incident at that time. You'll just see these people, in that case, they came out of bookshelves with black suits on and they were talking into their lapels. But to hell with those people, plain and simple, don't be afraid of them. They really can't do anything.
No, I mean, I was afraid of what they laid a hand. I mean, I'm not just saying that. I mean, that's like, man, you guys are like really asking for it.
So long as you do what you know you have to do and what's right, believe me, they're just a little dog with a big bark. That's how I handled that then, and that's obviously it seems that's how you handled that yesterday. But it could be because Piers Morgan has the connections with the mayor of the city. They're close. He's interviewed him. He's given him
the White House responded before the show was over.
Right, right. Another thing that happened is right. He got the White House to respond on that before the show was over. So he would have the connections enough to make a call and ask somebody to, I guess, harass you. Yes, and that does happen. I mean, without changing the subject, the mayor of the city went into a strange arrangement with a newspaper publisher here named Mortimer Zuckerman, which, if you like to at some time, I'd be glad to go into at length with you. But the bottom line is that type of networking occurs amongst these type of lower forms of life. But it's ironic, after all Piers Morgan has done to savage his pro-Second Amendment guests over the last almost month or so, he then gets back the same treatment he dished out, and he's crying. He's crying all over the place like a child. What a fool.
No, I know. Every time I walk back there by the coffee area to get water or whatever, he's on the news. I mean, CNN, like half their coverage right now, is big, mean Alex Jones came and called me a redcoat. And then they've got fake conservatives out there, it's the minority, sucking their thumbs, going, we ought to be nicey-nice. No, the time for being nice is over. They want us to physically turn in all our semi-autos. They tried to outright ban 90% of guns, literally, in Illinois. Folks, quit playing games. You're getting run over because you act like slaves.
Alex,
free men don't act like little cowards. And I'm not up here getting mad like I'm Mr. Tough Guy, folks, but look at me. Look at the fruits. I march around everywhere. Storm Capitol, storm Bohemian Grove, storm this, storm that. Jump off a cliff 2 years ago, Bohemian Grove, and everybody else gets arrested. Constantly fighting these people, going to Bilderberg, fighting. And all I got to say is anybody that's armchair quarterbacking, good, let's see what you can do. Get up there. I need your help. What do you say to that, Ron?
I say that's what needs to be done. And I say, what about what Piers Morgan done to his guests over the last month? How come no one says anything about his mistreatment of guests? And another somebody else who has a big brass, Alan Dershowitz. He's a man who facilitated more criminals and murderers in this country than you could shake a stick at. I guess it wasn't an issue of the Second Amendment when he assisted the Melendez brothers in their case when they blew their parents' brains out in their sleep to get their money. But that was okay, though. Alex.
No. I mean, he is a ultra slimy dirtbag lawyer who gets up there and everyone goes, oh, Dershowitz is here.
Yes, torture is quite legal. We should torture anybody we want whenever. And yes, we should be able to have in the music. It's just
the guy is an authoritarian dirtbag.
Dirtbag hypocrite. And you know what gets me about these guys? I would have not respect, but some consideration of them if their lies was clever and intelligent. Piers Morgan, last night, you said to him, you mentioned the London riots, which are known. They're as well known as World War II or World War I, the riots that occurred in the city of London last year. And he said to you, and you could review the tape if you didn't catch it, he says, that's a lie. That didn't happen. That's a lie. You got to be kidding. The whole world witnessed those riots.
That's the game they play. They go, we don't want your guns. I'm like, here's the bill. No, he's lying. And I got to tell you, the only people I heard from who didn't like it were women. And they're like, you should have been nicer. Because they think, you know, they get little teacups of the queen and stuff. They think it's cutesy. The queen is a worldwide crime syndicate boss.
Hello, I'm Alex Jones. Myself, my family, the InfoWars.com team want to relay to you and your families that we are intensifying our efforts against the globalist on every front. InfoWars.com is leading the fight against the technocrats. But we can't do that without your help. By getting the films, bumper stickers, and t-shirts at InfoWars.com, you will wake up people in your area and support our operation as we move to the next level. We need your help to spread the word like never before. They wish to hide themselves during this tectonic battle between the forces of freedom and darkness. You are the response to the globalist technocrats and their program of global eugenics, dehumanization, and ultimate extermination. The war is here. It's an info war. The spirit of 1776 versus the mindset of 1984.
Food storage? Check. Survival tools? Check. Weapons and water filters? Check. But what about a permanent source of cooking power that can run forever without buying fuel or paying for maintenance? Introducing Afterburner Stoves, home of the original patented rocket stove, the Kelly Kettle, and the Solo Stove. Afterburner Stoves has what you need and now offers all GCN listeners our complete preparedness package with the means to cook meals and sanitize water. Whether you dig in or bug out, cook almost any meal with just a handful of sticks. We already have the lowest online prices guaranteed, but if you enter coupon code GCN at checkout, we'll knock off an additional 15% and send you our amazing 6-hour solar rechargeable light bulb absolutely free, all for only $249. Visit afterburnerstoves.com or call 866-716-5214. 866-716-5214. Afterburnerstoves.com. Cook hot meals with just a handful of sticks.
We all know that Berkey Water Purification Systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 6 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey Guy offers amazing specials for Berkey Water Filtration Systems. The Berkey Light Systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and remove harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey Light System today, complete with two black Berkey elements for only $231, and the Berkey Guy will ship your order free of charge. With the purchase of a Berkey Light, the Berkey Guy is also offering a set of fluoride and arsenic filters for only $39.99. That's over 30% off the retail price. Call the Berkey Guy at 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com today.
Nothing can keep me from you.
Nothing. Except the good Lord above, and I know what the good Lord wants. Look at this. Member of Biden's gun control task force has a son convicted of planning a school mass murder. Well, you got to hire folks that know how to get the job done, don't you? Oh, they stayed fast and furious, and our government, foreign government, has staged mass shootings in Europe, Operation Gladio, that I got out on the show. And by the way, I saw some of the people in the audience there, some of the Texan people, they were freaking out. They knew what all that was. I mean, that was, they got a good crew of scum over there at CNN. Members of Biden's gun control task force has a son convicted of planning mass, school mass murder. Isn't that just special? Isn't that just special? But, I mean, Department of Defense through DARPA gave a grant to the Batman shooter, and he was on drugs, like we said. They now confirmed today. World Net Daily Drudge Report. It's 60 Minutes confirms it. A bunch of different articles. That's no big deal. You know, we were right about that again. It'll come out later about this guy after they've milked it. They're probably going to blow up some federal buildings the way they're acting, or they're thinking about it. They're so stupid, I don't want to give them ideas. And then, you know, 1776 will commence again if you try to take our firearms. Imply I'm behind it. I mean, let me tell you, they're like cornered rodents. Let's go to your calls. I'm going to try to go quicker now to Aaron and many others, John and others. Aaron, listening or watched the Communist News Network last night. Go ahead, Aaron. You're on the air from Washington.
Hello. Every day I noticed how the mainstream media is just getting more and more cartoonish with its propaganda. These big media corporations for decades have been experimenting with perception management. I mean, CBS back in the 30s, they aired War of the Worlds. They got people to think that aliens were invading, you know, and I noticed.
No, that's what they do. And they think they're cool dumbing people down, and that all feeds back on them and their families. They're all so dumb as well. These people are all so self-centered. They literally are just thinking about what parties they're going to act powerful because they like being looked at and feeling powerful all day. They're mental midgets. Only our weakness has let them take over.
Yeah, have you noticed how all these reporters, when they're supposedly on the scene, it seems like they're standing in front of a screen or something, like they're in a studio. Like, whether it's Fox or CBS or MSNBC, all their reporters, when they're supposedly on the scene, I don't know. I mean, to me, it looks
Sir,
like
I have CNN footage from the first Gulf War with them with a blue screen because they sent over the live feed before it was added in claiming it was live. And they're joking, eating food, smoking marijuana. Have you seen the fake Iraq war footage? CNN,
yeah,
psyops? Then it came out. They even had a PBS documentary about it. I mean, it's totally, they weren't even in Israel.
Yeah, they even had a director there in one of those tall chairs sitting there. I mean, it's a joke.
I know, and that's why you've got major professors now, you know, coming out in mainstream news saying that there were clearly actors there. Now, again, I haven't touched that. I'm going to be honest with you. We've looked into it, and it looks pretty bad. There were clearly some people killed there, but they also, CIA talks about that in Northwoods, how you have some actors on the scene to actually manage it. And it turned out they had actors also at the 7-7 bombing at the bus. They even had a drill, and they even hired a group to run the drill, and that was even admitted. I know, I know. And the little sheep can't even understand it. I mean, they don't have any idea. They don't have any idea. But see, they even planned for the PSYOP to come out, because there were real people killed there. I've looked into it. But some of them, and then that way they can trot out the real families who don't know, and go, look, they really died. You see how sophisticated they are? And then here I am, just some guy that lives his life fighting this. All of you can beat him, too. I'm not that smart. God bless you, sir. We're going to come back with John, Mike, Andrew, Gary, and many others. Stay with us. Third hour, more clips coming up.
You are listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Hello, I'm Alex Jones. Myself, my family, the Infowars.com team want to relay to you and your families that we are intensifying our efforts against the globalist on every front. Infowars.com is leading the fight against the technocrats. But we can't do that without your help. By getting the films, bumper stickers, and t-shirts at Infowars.com, you will wake up people in your area and support our operation as we move to the next level. trouble. We need your help to spread the word like never before. They wish to hide themselves during this tectonic battle between the forces of freedom and darkness. You are the response to the globalist technocrats and their program of global eugenics dehumanization and ultimate extermination. The war is here. It's an info war. The spirit of 1776 versus the mindset of 1984.